The McCoy family finally has a home to call its very own. On Friday, the McCoys were joined by members of Social Services Sault Ste. Marie and a number of stakeholders to cut the ribbon on a Goulet Avenue bungalow, which was made possible through the Affordable Home Ownership Program, AHOP. The program is the result of a unique partnership between the Ministry of Municipal Affairs and Housing and the District of Sault Ste. Marie Social Services Administration Board, DSSMSSAB, that sees social services purchasing, renovating and selling homes to families living in social housing. The program was first launched in 2019 as a Made in the Sault solution to creating affordable housing in the city. "It means everything to us," said new homeowner Jason McCoy. "This is a dream come true, for sure, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without social services' help, and all the sponsors that made it possible." McCoy says his family's new digs in the city's West End are a lot nicer and a lot more spacious than the townhouse the family had been living in previously, which will be a huge plus for both his daughter Alia, 11, and son Grayson, 6. "We get to call this place our own, whereas before we were renting," added his wife, Hannah. "To have our own backyard for the kids to enjoy as well, it's a big deal." The process behind the program starts with DSSMSSAB purchasing a property in an area of town experiencing a declining property assessment base. The homes are then renovated through the board's Building Maintenance and Construction, BMC, training program, which provides work-ready Ontario Works and Ontario Disability Support Program recipients with hands-on construction and trades experience. Renovated homes are then sold to families living in social housing, enabling renters to become homeowners. The McCoy's home cost more than $244,000 to acquire and renovate as part of the latest AHOP project. In all, 55 people have gained work experience through the BMC program, funded by the Ministry of Labor, Immigration, Training and Skills Development Fund, with a total of 42 people gaining employment to date. Those are pretty incredible numbers when you consider the rate of return on people getting full-time work post-program completion, said DSSMSSAB Chair Stephanie Hopkin. "We're adding to our workforce in a really cool kind of way." Friday's ribbon-cutting ceremony marked the completion of the fourth home under AHOP. Homes have already been renovated and sold at 48 London Street, 222 Brown Street, and 53 London Street, with three more in the works.